USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Trump Organization CFO, Alan Weisselberg, is expected to be arraigned in a Manhattan court Thursday after a Manhattan grand jury returned sealed indictments charging him with tax issues. Mark Gallagher, a private equity guru who's been working for John Kerry to line up financing for Biden's climate change and serve as a liaison to the business community, has departed from the administration. No details were given except his last day was Wednesday. Authorities in Canada, Oregon, and Washington are investigating hundreds of deaths likely caused by the Pacific Northwest's worst heat wave on record. Temperatures in the region have shattered records since Friday. Extreme heat ranks as the nation's top weather-related killer annually. Hockey Stanley Cup Finals continues. The Montreal Canadiens are having a tough time with the Tampa Bay Lightning, losing Wednesday 3-1. Tampa Bay now leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday evening on NBC. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump returned to the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, slamming President Biden's open border policy. Trump said, "There's never been a border so secure as the southern border that we had, and now it's opened up." End quote. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana on Fox News says Biden administration officials are incompetent.
President Biden's border policy, I think, is about as popular as a sinkhole. And that's because the American people aren't stupid. Number one, either President Biden misled the American people when he ran, and he truly does believe in open borders. Or number two, the people that he has put in charge of border security are not qualified to run a hot dog stand. Every day, thousands of people come into the United States unfettered, and we don't have the slightest idea who they are.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced no plans since seeing the border crisis last week. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday says it's now or never with regards to the infrastructure plan. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is hitting the road to pitch his infrastructure plan to the American people. The president, spending time Tuesday in La Crosse, Wisconsin, suggesting there would be no coming back for seconds regarding infrastructure when it comes to basic infrastructure spending, such as roads, bridges, and public transportation. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman tells CNBC he can get behind the president's bipartisan bill so long as it stays focused on improving the economy.
My hope is that for Democrats, you know, they focus on what's good for the economy, and raising taxes right now, particularly making our country less competitive at a time when we finally have a tax rate for not so much corporations is what I'm concerned about, but the workers, because most of the benefit of the tax cuts went to the workers based on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office and other economic analysis. We've talked about that in the show before. When you raise those taxes, particularly raising them five times higher than we cut them in 2017, it's going to really hurt our workers in terms of wages and benefits and competitiveness.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hockey Stanley Cup Finals continued Wednesday from Tampa Bay, Florida. The Montreal Canadiens are having a tough time with the Lightning, losing again 3-1. Tampa Bay now leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday evening on NBC. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.